for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant to be. Please give your loving heart to me, and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely whenever you're in sight. I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart.
I think of you.
Our first lady of song, the one and only Ella Fitzgerald, along with the Delta Rhythm Boys. From 1945, the traditional opening theme song for the Ladies of R&B Specials, presented annually as part of the Black History Month specials here on WFUV on the Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello, from now until 2 a.m. The best in the lady sound as our salute to Black History Month continues.
I've given you my heart.
Thank you.
was a dream so long. It made me think of home so long, long ago.
Please don't go
with anyone else.
light by the one that I'm dreaming of.
Bid him farewell upon the shore and promised her love forevermore.
I'm like the lonely weeping willow. So tired. By the one that I can't resist.
Saturday there's no one to phone, and when she goes walking, she walks alone.
When he comes home, there'll be no more tears. I'll give him all the kisses I've been saving for years.
Nice indeed. Closing out that set from 1945, we began the show from 1945 with Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys. Decca Records, I Love You for Sentimental Reasons, the classic sound, very smooth harmony of the Delta Rhythm Boys, and the beautiful and unique lead of Ella, who I so very much enjoy using as an opening theme song. That's the traditional opener for the ladies of R&B. Been presented here on Group Harmony Review for many, many years. And tonight, this very unique and special sound, very special tribute. Actually, a holiday weekend, too. So happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners. And we're saluting the ladies' sound tonight as part of our Black History Month specials. We devote the entire month here on Group Harmony Review to the roots and related areas and transitional sound of 1950s rhythm and blues and rock and roll, vocal group harmony, its roots, its influences, and all the aspects of the music. We got off to a great start last week, and plenty more coming up throughout the month. But tonight, the focus on the lady sound. And that song in particular had also been released just prior to Ella's recording of it with the Deltas by Deke Watson and the Brown Dots. Deke Watson had written the song, also from 1945, and one of the great songs of the era to be redone so often throughout the years by vocal group harmony enthusiasts and artists. And a great start tonight. Then we were in 1952. Little Sylvia had recorded some very beautiful sides and released on Jubilee Records back in the early 50s, mostly as a single artist, but that one included a very fine male vocal group, and that had been unreleased from that era, first surfaced on an import CD entitled Jubilee Jezebels on the Sequel label, a very beautiful ballad entitled I Miss You by Little Sylvia and vocal group, recorded in 1952 for Jubilee Records. Then we went to that very sweet sound of Miriam Great and the Dovers from here in New York. Had that beautiful release in 1954 for Apollo Records, My Angel. And that a cappella tune also had been unreleased, was first surfaced thanks to Relic Records when they released the Apollo a cappella audition album. And there we have Miriam and the Dovers doing Your Love, recorded back in 1954. Then into the soul era, early stages of soul, 1966. And a very nice sound, great lead, strong vocal group backing with a male group, Kathy and the Calendars on Port Records from 1966, Please Don't Go. And then back to 1945 for Judy Carroll and the Basin Street Boys on Exclusive Records, I Want to Love and Be Loved. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City with yours truly, Dan Romanello. And tonight, to make this sound even more unique, what I did is went back over the years, looked at all the playlists for the Ladies of R&B specials during Black History Month, and everything we're playing tonight will be unique to this special edition of the program. Nothing we're playing tonight will have been aired in prior Ladies of R&B Black History Month specials, with the exception, of course, of Ella Fitzgerald and the group with the opening and closing theme songs. Let's continue here on Group Harmony Review.
Always and forever. know why I see arrows shooting at me? No, I'm not insane. Can't you tell when we meet? I've been swept off my feet. I'm flying, but I'm not in a plane. I could sail through the night, travel faster than light. Do you know why?
Do you know why?
By now, then I might as well tell you why. It could only be done just because you're the one and you know why.
Do you know why?
Like an angel right out of the blue. He's sweeter than sweet and truer than true. He'll love you and leave you for somebody new. He did it to me and he'll do it to you. Second-hand love,
a second-hand love,
a second-hand love.
Sure as you're born,
it's a second-hand
love.
He'll brag and he'll boast of loves
he once knew.
The way he gave them all up for you. Somebody new. He did it to me, and he'll do it to you. A second-hand love,
a second-hand love.
Sure as you're born, it's a second-hand
love.
Should you ever meet him, be cautious and wise. I learned my lesson and I paid the price. He loved me and left me for somebody new. He did it to me and he'll do it to you. A second-hand love.
Corner of dawn. if I could.
All day long, all night long, I held the blues. Well, all night long, I held the blues. 'Cause you were the one I loved, pretty baby. Yes, and you're the one I had to lose.
Great bluesy sound from Gladys Patrick and vocal group on MGM Records. And that was from 1955, entitled The Blues. Just ahead of that, from the San Francisco Bay Area, back in 1957, on Rhythm Records, Alice Jean and the Mondellos with Happiness Street. Just prior to that, from here in New York, Mabel King on Rama. Secondhand Love, 1956, all very nice vocal group backing, along with Bette McLaurin, the second item in the set, on the Coral label from 1952, Do You Know Why? So many great things by Bette McLaurin I featured over the years with the Four Fellows on Glory Records and the Striders on Derby Records. And we began the show tonight with a great soul artist, one of the best, and the influence of the early 1950s recording of Pledging My Love, as done by Aretha Franklin for Atlantic Records. Thought that would be a very nice lead into that set, and also a good example of the influence of the great 50s sound throughout the 60s and later. Aretha Franklin, Bette McLaurin, Mabel King, Alice Jean, and Gladys Patrick. To cap off that set here on Group Harmony Review on WFUB, Fordham University's Voice in New York City. So much I want to get to tonight in this two-hour special edition of the Ladies of R&B, so let's continue here at 90.7 FM and WFUB.org.
The judgment of love is that I will be lonely because I am guilty of loving you only because of your kisses. My heart went astray. Tear for each kiss is the price. Judgment of love says to worship complete.
for me, and a moon I like to see, make the stars on high, dance the clouds as they pass by, paint a sky for me. Get your house for just two, but wait now, you aren't through. You've created a love in my heart, and joy walked in the door. It was surely a wonderful start, the dream that I'd waited for. Paint a sky for me, just as bright as it can be. Fence around the frame, and please do write down your name. Surely a wonderful star, the dream that I'd waited for, paint a sky for me, just as bright as it can be, fence around the
my darling,
it all, my
and
darling.
I don't know what to do.
And now I don't know what to
so
do.
Have mercy, mercy, baby.
Have mercy, mercy,
please don't slam that door.
Please don't slam that door.
Have mercy, mercy, baby.
Have mercy, mercy,
please
baby.
Don't slam that door.
Please don't slam that door.
I know if you refuse me,
that is fantastic. So happy to share that one with you tonight on this special edition of Group Harmony Review. Kind of a rare item from 1954 by Ella Mae Morse on Capitol Records. And a great vocal group backing and orchestration with a phenomenal version, in my opinion, of Have Mercy, Mercy Baby from a rare LP back in 1954. We began with Bertrice Redding, recorded for Groove Records, 1954 also, The Judgment of Love, really fine. Then we went over to Motown, 1961, Mary Wells with a male vocal group, and that male group that backed up Mary Wells on her early releases for Motown, some members of that group were none other than the original members of the group who recorded as the Teardrops on Samson Records in early 50s, 1952, Come Back to Me. So that Detroit male vocal group had made a transition into being backup artists for Mary Wells from Motown. So we had Drop in the Bucket, recorded in 1961. Not released at that time. Just after that, from 1952, a really beautiful ballad with a vocal group on Jubilee Records, thanks to Viola Watkins, Paint a Sky for Me, 1952, and Ella Mae Morse and vocal group Have Mercy Baby, 1954. Bertrice Redding, Mary Wells, Viola Watkins, and Ella Mae Morse. Our special tribute to the ladies of Rhythm and Blues tonight on this edition of the program during Black History Month, the annual Ladies of R&B special in February, and everything we're playing tonight unique to these ladies' features over the years. Billie Holiday, recorded in New York City back in 1951.
Tender kiss and the wonderful things you would do. I run my hands through silvery strands, 'cause I'm blue, turning gray over you. You used to be so good to me. That's when I was a novelty. Now you have new thrills in view. Found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you. You used to be so good to me. That's when I was a novelty. Now you have new feels in view. Found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you. Yes, I'm blue, turning gray over you.
So well, don't you know? Oh, nothing still be her man. No matter how far you may go, or how long it may be, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh,
Gotta tell you how much I love this particular LP that I just featured, and everything on this album issued back in 1982 is very special to me. And that time, a beautiful performance of the Carla Thomas classic Gee Whiz, as done by New York City's own Harp Tones, featuring Linda Champion on lead. This LP on the Ambient Sound label, issued in 1982 with Willie Winfield and Raul Cedar and Marlo Murray and Linda Champion, and Linda taking the lead on Gee Whiz. Really beautiful job on that one. And so happy to include it for you tonight on our special edition of Group Harmony Review, saluting the ladies of R&B. We began that set with, first hour going by so quickly. We had the classic sound of the early 1950s with Billie Holiday, along with the Tiny Grimes Sextet, recorded for Aladdin Records here in New York City back in 1951. Blue Turning Gray Over You. Really nice. Loved that lady's voice. Then we went to 1963. A very nice tune by Gigi and the Charmaines on Fraternity Records, entitled G.I. Joe, issued in 1963 during the height of the Vietnam War. Right after that, we went back to 1954. Old Town Records from the Uptown Blues LP. Ursula Reed had a rare release on Old Town in 1954 with some solitaires backing, I believe. Part of that box set put out by Murray Hill Records some years ago was referenced in that set. And Ursula Reed, that time, something had been recorded for Old Town in 1954 entitled Fool About the Man I Love. And then Linda Champion and the Harp Tones, Gee Whiz. Billie Holiday, Gigi and the Charmaines, Ursula Reed, and Linda Champion. Got about 2 minutes to go in the first hour of this very free-spirited program, the Group Harmony Review, presenting the music of the 1950s era, its roots in pop and blues and jazz and gospel, the great rhythm and blues and rock and roll sounds of the 50s era, and the transition into soul harmony of the 60s and later. Here on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice in New York City.
Why should she be so envious? She says that I've got diamond rings and furs and things, and even though it's true, still I rule. So we'll
You're listening to WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.
Oh, yes, you knew that it would hurt me so. I'm all alone. I have nobody to call my own. And so I need somebody to rock me all night long.
Well, the rain keeps dropping on my window pane. The little pedal pad is driving me insane. Can't hear my baby when he calls my name. Say I might get over it, but I'll never be the same. I need somebody rock me all night long. Well, why don't you rock me?
Rock me all night long.
Baby, just hold me.
Hold me all night long.
Just love me.
Love me all night long.
Ooh, you squeeze me.
Squeeze me all night long.
Oh, yes, I need somebody to rock me all night long.
make it on my own without someone like you to do the things you used to do. Somehow I just can't help thinking, even though you may be right, I know that I will miss you so, but still and all they say is so. Sunshine always follows rain, gladness always follows pain. Clouds don't stay long in the sky, that's how I know I'll get by. Nightmares fade away with dawn, all the while time marches on. Lonely hearts find
And there we are, capping off the first set of the second hour. Quite a set, extended for you to get in as many of these unique recordings as I could for you tonight on this edition of the show. We began with Motown release 1963, Linda Griner, with an unlisted vocal group entitled Envious. Then right after that, back to 1954, once again, Ella Mae Morse from this rare Capitol LP with a very nice male vocal group backing on the Capitol label, Rock Me All Night Long, 1954. Actually, that one began this hour, and the Motown item from 63 closed out the first hour just before the ID. Right after that, from here in New York, the Miller Sisters on Acme Records, 1957, Let's Start Anew. Then we had that phenomenal side from Dolly Cooper on Ebb Records from California, also 1957, Time Brings About a Change. Then over to Saxony Records, the transition into Soul Harmony from 1964, a vocal group called the Teardrops, That's Why I'll Get By. Then back 20 years earlier, 1954, Fine and Mellow, recorded back in 1944, excuse me, make that 44, by Albina Jones, Fine and Mellow from 1944. And then closing it out with the Teardrops, once again on Saxony Records, Tears Come Tumbling Down, 1965. Another great transitional sound. So we had Linda Griner on Motown to close out the first hour. Then Ella Mae Morse, the Miller Sisters, Dolly Cooper, the Teardrops, and Albina Jones, and then the Teardrops from 1965. On Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City, now back to 1956.
He's going away.
He's going away.
I wish he would stay.
I wish he would stay.
I love him so.
Baby, 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 baby,
Hello, Central. Give me a circle 5, 6, 7, 9. Hello, Central. Give me a circle 5, 6, 7, 9. Give me my sweet loving daddy. Put him on my private line.
So long.
love, but you gave me the blues. We played a game I had to lose. You made me love you, I didn't want to, and now you're gone. I tried so hard
Concluding another very nice set here on the program. That last side, Annie Laurie with an unlisted vocal group, just phenomenal, from 1956. On Savoy Records, Hal Singer Orchestra, Buddy Lucas in there. That was entitled You Promised Love, Annie Laurie with a vocal group. Just ahead of that, also kind of rare, with a really nice vocal group backing, Shirley Edwards was one of the backup artists on the Rare Shrine label as Rhythm and Blues was making a transition into soul harmony. And in 1966, Shirley Edwards did lead on that tune on the Shrine label with a male vocal group backing her up entitled Dream My Heart. Really nice, and very happy to include it for you tonight here on the show. Just ahead of that, something really nice by Anita Humes on Roulette, 1963. Part of that great package, R&B Heroines, the import package from some years ago on Sequel Records, and played Anita Humes with Been So Long. Great to hear that one from 1963. Just prior to that, we were back in 1945 with Judy Carroll and the Basin Street Boys. Went back to that exclusive disc, the flip side, entitled Changes. And we began from 1956 with the Miller Sisters, Please Don't Go for Whole Records. Miller Sisters, Judy Carroll, the Basin Street Boys, Anita Humes, Shirley Edwards, and Annie Laurie. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City, a special and unique and very free-spirited edition of the program tonight. As we salute the ladies of R&B, happy Valentine's Day weekend, and we do this annual Ladies of R&B tribute once a year on this edition of the show during Black History Month. One program is normally devoted to the 40s and influence of the roots groups. Then we have a soul show, blues and gospel, and one ladies of R&B. And what we're doing this month is featuring sides I haven't used in any of the prior specials. And also, last week, instead of just devoting the entire program to the 1940s and root sounds, we played a transitional mix of the 40s through the 60s and soul and later. Hope you're enjoying the program. I'm enjoying presenting it for you here on WFUV. Let's continue here at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.
A flower, you are to me, homie, my darling, and you see, you are the only one I'll ever have, sweet as a flower, your love I. Except what heaven in the dark, love me, my dearest, we'll never part. Sweet as an angel's midnight kiss, my love, my darling, you'll never. From your eyes, only my lies could make you cry. All of those things have shown me why I'll always love you till I die.
what he said, whispered to me goodbye.
Walk, oh how I walk to find you.
try to get you out of my mind. But the more I try, oh, the more I find I love you until the end of
Well, we went back out to San Francisco, to the Bay Area, and once again, a great sound from 1957 by Little Ellis Jean, backed up by the Mondellos, Rhythm Records, Hard to Please. Just ahead of that, we had some great rock and rhythm and blues, thanks to Veretta Dillard, and that was on Savoy Records, recorded here in New York City back in 1952. I Cried and Cried. Just prior to that, recorded in Los Angeles, California. And as part of that Aladdin Records story, that was Helen Humes along with the Bill Doggett Orchestra from 1945. And a self-written tune for Helen Humes, entitled Bee Babaliba, 1945 vintage. Prior to that, we were in 1962 with the Charmaines on Dot Records, Where Is the Boy Tonight? I had to go back to that beautiful a cappella sound of Miriam Great and the Dovers from here in New York City. And many times I featured their release, Sweet as a Flower, on Davis Records. Well, this was from that a cappella sessions CD that was released some years ago, thanks to Relic Records, the Apollo a cappella sessions. And there were the Dovers with Miriam Great on lead and a beautiful a cappella version of Sweet as a Flower. And we began with Eartha Kitt, RCA Victor Records, 1957, My Heart's Delight. Before I leave you tonight, wanted to feature something by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Here's one I've never featured before from Motown. Goes to the Soul Era on Soul Records. Here's Gladys Knight and the Pips with the lonely heart and lonely eyes of lonely me. What a great close to the show. Never featured that one before here on the program. Gladys Knight and the Pips, Lonely Heart and Lonely Eyes of Lonely Me. And a nice photo of it on the LP cover on the Soul label, circa 1965 recording. And this is actually from a Motown LP entitled From the Vaults, Never Before Released Recordings of Motown Stars of the 1960s. How quickly the 2 hours has gone. Can't tell you how much I enjoyed being here and sharing this very special music with you. And I look forward to seeing you next week as our Black History Month tributes continue here on the program. And if you would like to write into the show, you can send an email into yours truly, Dan Romanello at WFUV.org. Or you can write to me here on Group Harmony Review, WFUV, Fordham University, Bronx, New York, 10458. Going to leave you with the traditional closing theme song for the ladies of R&B. Once again from Ella and the Delta Rhythm Boys, 1945. On Decca Records, It's a Pity to Say Goodnight. Yours truly, Dan Romanello, thanking you for joining me tonight here on this edition of Group Harmony Review, and I look forward to being with you next week here at 90.7 FM and WFUV.
For you, darling, underneath the apple tree, it's a pity to say goodnight, because I want you to hold me tight. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss.
It's a pity to say goodnight, because I never saw stars so bright. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. It's a pity to say farewell, because the man in the moon won't tell. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. How's about tomorrow night, just you and me? I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree.
It's a pity to say goodnight, because I want you to hold me tight.
But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home,
give me a good night kiss.
Don't wanna say goodnight, I wanna hold you tight.
It's a pity to say goodnight.
It blows no good. It's a sad